think this is absolutely a ridiculous situation where we have the second largest super trawler in the world, a trawler that has already been banned from the Australian waters, is roaming off the coast of Donegal unimpeded with the Navy sitting back, while our own fishermen are looking out at their own sea where they're banned from fishing both herring, cod, salmon and many other stocks, and have their boats tied up year on, year out. So what we need is a response from government. We need to make sure that this super trawler is acting within the law, that it is inspected by the Navy, that it has the quota and isn't overfishing our waters, and that it's complying with all of the regulations that it's laid down.
Some local fishermen have argued that it's not monitoring that needs to be done, but an outright ban of foreign trawlers. Do you think that this needs to be intensified now to that level, an outright ban?
Oh, I think, look, anybody sitting back and looking at this situation, and I've been speaking to fishermen. Fishermen are deeply, deeply frustrated at the result of this year, what is going on. But this is because this government and successive governments have sold out small inshore and offshore fishermen. And now we have a Lithuanian trawler, which flies the Lithuanian flag as a flag of inconvenience, and is permitted under EU law to basically rake up any fish that's off the coast of Donegal, yet our own fishermen are been held back. So yes, there needs to be a tough stance taken. It needs to be done at a European level. It's not going to be done overnight. So I want a two-pronged approach. One is toughen up your stance in negotiations at a European level, but in the immediate stance is the Navy has to board that vessel and make sure that it's in full compliance with the regulations that is laid down.